WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Amy Eddings, sitting in for Brian Lehrer on The Brian Lehrer Show here on WNYC. Do you have plans for the weekend? Two great craft food festivals are happening, celebrating two great tastes, beer and honey. Here to talk about them are Garrett Oliver, brewmaster of the Brooklyn Brewery, and Tim O'Neill, the blogger behind burrowbees.com. That's burrow spelled BOROBEES.com, who does honeybee outreach and education through Added Value Farm. Garrett, welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be here.
And Tim, welcome to WNYC.
Hi.
Hi. So let's start with honey. Tomorrow, local apiaries will take over the Rockaway Boardwalk out in Queens to showcase made in New York City honey. What can visitors expect?
They can expect a whole bunch of really interesting beekeeping activities. We're going to be doing a bunch of the stuff that we do on a day-to-day basis as beekeepers, but out in public. We're going to be extracting honey. We're going to have...
You're going to have a hive there?
We're going to have observation hives.
Okay. Just moving your microphone a little bit there. There we go.
Yes.
There you are.
Ah, hi. We're going to have an observation hive, several observation hives there, actually. So people will be able to see bees in sort of their natural environment, working within a miniaturized hive. They're going to be able to taste local honeys, drink local beers made with honey, and enjoy a lot of food from local businesses.
Now, this is all made possible because of the revamping, I want to say, but of the repeal, that's the word that I'm looking for, of the ban that New York City's health officials used to have on local beekeeping in New York City, right? Just 18 months ago.
Absolutely.
That ban was repealed.
Yeah. There's always been an underground kind of beekeeping scene. But since the repeal, it's just proliferated. Blah,
yeah.
Hugely.
It's catching.
It's really catching. I mean, there are so many organizations doing it. The Honey Festival is being hosted was created by the Brooklyn Grange and is being hosted by the Rockaway Club's concession, both of whom have bees on their businesses and on their rooftop farms. The community is just growing so rapidly, and we're finding new ways to express ourselves and share this art of beekeeping with the general population.
So you'll be able to take some courses, Beekeeping 101, get to talk to local beekeepers about setting up your own hive, sample foods made with honey. One of the talks that I was interested in was this one from I'm forgetting her last name, Pat, from the Finger Lakes, talking about legislation, an effort underway in Albany to change the definition of honey in the New York State legislature. And this is out of concern that there's some honey imposters happening, that China is importing a lot of honey, that the United States imports most of its honey. A portion of that is coming from China, and that China is actually cutting its honey with corn syrup.
It's absolutely true. What happens is that the U.S. has actually banned direct importation of honey from China because of contamination with adjuvants and antibiotics that we do not allow in our honey. But what's happened is that they have used middlemen to import it into the U.S. By way of, say, Mexico, for instance, which does not have a ban on the importation of Chinese honey, or Thailand or Vietnam, which after we banned the importation, like we saw their production rise like tenfold, a hundredfold.
So what would this legislation do?
So this legislation has the idea that anything that has been cut with corn syrup, with malt syrup, with lactose syrup cannot be legally called honey, which is really pretty positive legislation because people want to know what they're eating. People are interested in their food and interested in, you know, in their local food system. They want to know that what they're eating is what they think they're eating.
And if you want to learn more about this presentation that will be made at the Honey Festival, check out the Honey Festival site, which is
NYChoneyFest.com.
Okay. And it starts on the Rockaway Boardwalk 10 a.m. tomorrow, right? Until sundown?
Until, I think, about 6, yeah. Okay. And if any local beekeepers are listening, bring your honey and join the honey tasting. We have some great prizes, a hive and a stand from Brushy Mountain and Bee Smart Designs, who generously donated as the grand prize for the best local honey.
Check out our show page for a link. Read more about the festival on the WNYC culture page. And when you are done with all of that honey, you can move on to drinks. Garrett Oliver, the 10-day New York Craft Beer Festival kicks off this evening with events at bars all over the city. What makes a beer a craft beer?
Well, there are a number of definitions for craft beer, and everybody, it's sort of like, you know, the classic thing, it's like, well, I know it when I see it.
Uh-huh.
And what craft beer really is beer that is traditionally made with the goal of doing something really interesting and flavorful. And I kind of think of what, you know, Tim and the Honeymakers are doing is very similar to what we at the brewery and craft beer makers are doing. And what it really is all about a resurgence of our overall food culture. I mean, we used to, in the United States, have thousands and thousands of beehives. They were a normal thing. Everybody knew their bread maker and everybody knew their beer maker as well. We had 4,000 breweries in the United States, and we had 48 breweries in Brooklyn alone. And they made 10% of all the beer in the country.
Wow.
So I'm sorry if anybody's from Milwaukee, but Brooklyn was, in fact, the brewing capital of the United States. So what is going on now is not a fad any more than what Tim's doing is a fad. What it actually is a return to normality. And so we're celebrating that in New York City Beer Week, the resurgence of our beer culture as part of our food culture and tying this all together and showing people that beer is actually the most interesting, diverse beverage on the face of the earth.
There are events all week, from the unveiling of the Bronx Brewery's Bronx Pale Ale tonight at Bruckner Bar and Grill to Brewery Omegang. Am I pronouncing that right?
You are correct.
All right. Taking over the taps at Blue Haven on Houston Street next Friday night. What events are you most excited about?
Well, I'm most excited about the thing at City Winery, which is going to be right across the street. We're going to have a number of brewers there doing really showing some of their favorite stuff. You know, there are so many things going on around town that it really is sort of like just a panoply of riches. I think everybody who is into beer is going to have to look over the week carefully and pick what. It's like going to a film festival where there are five
right.
screens and you're like, I can't be in three places at one time. But I think that's really terrific. And what we want people to realize is that beer is not a fizzy, flavorless yellow liquid that is used to wash down hot dogs and potato chips any more than honey is something cut with corn syrup. So beer can taste like bananas or chocolate or coffee or, I mean, can be very fruity.
Do we want
perfumey.
It to taste like chocolate? That's the thing.
We do sometimes.
Okay.
We do sometimes. When it comes time for dessert and you might want to even put some vanilla ice cream in it.
It's been
known to be delicious.
By the way, I have to get this correction in before we close. It's the actual correct spelling of Boroughbees. I gave that wrong. It's Boroughbees.com. Not
very correct of you.
So yes, so there I am getting that correction in. And briefly, Garrett Oliver, I remember years ago, like the first Brooklyn Brewery Beer Fest held down on the waterfront in Dumbo with these tents. It seemed like ages ago when you guys were like the only kid on the block doing this thing.
Yeah, and now we have
expanded.
We just expanded. The brewery is four times the size that it was a year ago. Now, I just finished my latest project, which is the Oxford Companion to Beer from Oxford University Press.
You have it here.
Huge, 920 pages, and it's basically a small encyclopedia, 166 writers, 1,123 subjects. So everything you ever want to know about beer, in fact, including the use of honey.
Yes.
And we use a lot of honey at Brooklyn Brewery. We use honey from Tremblay Farms, who are in Chemung County here in New York State. But, you know, we made a beer this year for the High Line, and we're really interested in getting more local ingredients into everything that we do. But, of course, we're working also with the state to get the legislation to allow us to do the things we want to do and to support the farmers.
The 4th Annual New York Craft Beer Festival runs today through September 25th. Learn more and see a list of bars, breweries, and events at nycbeerweek.com. Garrett Oliver, brewmaster of the Brooklyn Brewery, thanks for coming in. Tim O'Neill, chief beekeeper at Brooklyn Grange. Thanks for coming
as
well.
Chase
Evans.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Chase.
That's Chase
Evans. So, Tim O'Neill, give a shout-out to your organization quick. Burrowbees.com.
Burrowbees.com and added value.
This is WNYC AM and FM New York. I'm Amy Eddings. Thanks for listening.